I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Deadpool and Wolverine. What's it about? Well, Deadpool learns that his world is on the brink of extinction, and he enlists the help of Wolverine, a Wolverine from a different time and a different world, and their partnership is not exactly a superhero love fest. Who's in it? Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Emma Corrin, Marina Baccarin, Rob Delaney, Leslie Uggams, Karen Soney, and Matthew McFadden. So what's to like? The pairing of these two, the fighting and the action, the cameos, and just the absurdity of it all makes for a fun film. I mean, the mere idea that Deadpool and Wolverine would team up is as exciting as mixing hydrogen and oxygen. Deadpool makes fun of everything and is as annoying as all get out is paired with Wolverine, who has a gruff exterior but is hurting inside and out. One is careless and one seems to care less. This pairing doesn't disappoint. It is not a spoiler to reveal that the two fight each other and eventually work together to fight a common enemy, because it is revealed in the trailer. Now, suffice it to say, the interaction between the two is absolutely explosive and very, very funny in a Deadpool kind of way. Marvel definitely uses each character's persona to establish that the pairing is probably not a good idea. Now, the fighting between each other is epic, and the dialogue during those exchanges will have you laughing while cringing at the blood and gore. This is gory. The battles with their newfound enemies are as exciting, especially because the filmmakers introduce some new characters as the two travel through different worlds. And now, these new characters are not new to the MCU, but they will excite and delight. I'm not revealing who they are here, because part of the enjoyment is discovering who Marvel decided to have join the journey. Marvel fans will be excited, and those who really follow the MCU will delight in the multitude of references to other MCU entities. If you have been watching the MCU on TV, streaming, reading the comics, and following the movies and all that is MCU, there are some Easter eggs that are well worth discovering. So what's not to like? Well, the reason for the pairing of Deadpool and Wolverine makes sense, but their journey felt a bit all over the place. Granted, there were traveling in different worlds and meeting different versions of our beloved superhero, but it felt like a traveler who packed way too many things in their bag to be able to carry it. I like the nods to the different characters and iterations of those characters, but there were just way too many to make it seamless and cohesive. And then the jokes were overly sexual, and while it is consistent with Deadpool, some of the jokes didn't land, in addition to the fact that young kids are sure to consume this installment. Now, I know the filmmakers probably don't feel they have to worry about the latter because it is R-rated, but they know their audience and they should have given the vulgarity and dialogue another look. My rating: Deadpool and Wolverine is a fun excursion, but I wish they would have packed light. Get it? In a way, I think they might have missed the bus because they got too much stuff. Marvel fanatics might not mind carrying the load, but the rest of us might want to let it go, let it go, let it go to streaming. I'm giving this one 2.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.